Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
Hello?
Hello?
We're receiving transmission.
Oh, it's Dr. Don Dondery, psychology professor from McGill and author, talking about what he knows about extraterrestrials. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sounds like you're on a spaceship.
Is there an experiment going behind you?
I'm sitting here in Montreal. Oh. No spaceship, very well grounded.
Gotcha.
So, let me start with, do aliens exist?
Yes, period.
Where are they?
Give me like a 30-second argument for this.
The information that leads us to believe that aliens exist goes back in modern history about 75 years to 1947. And earlier, before the end of the Second World War, when people began seeing what are called UFOs routinely, recording them, seeing them with multiple observers, and also getting radar and photographic evidence.
So there's proof, you're saying.
Wow.
This is detailed. This stuff goes back a long way, and there's lots and lots of it.
It's like a male version of Alexa.
You,
pardon, no, I missed that. Sorry.
AJ is, forgive my colleague professor, he works from a laboratory called the Monkey Cave.
It's fun in here. Come play.
No, I think it's interesting that the U.S. government now acknowledging recordings, releasing recordings, acknowledging that they don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, it's a good morning for this because today is the day that the Select Intelligence Committee of the House, I think, gets its classified briefing, and you're getting an unclassified briefing right now.
You sound like I would, like, I feel like if I was abducted and brought onto a ship,
right.
I feel like this is how they would speak English to me.
You're the superior leader.
Yeah.
No, my problem is that I've been a teacher for a long, long time.
Oh, that's so why you're talking slowly to us. You idiots won't understand, right? Yeah.
I'm used to sounding important, and that I excuse myself for it.
No, it sounds great.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Why do you think people have such a hesitancy to believe that there could be something else?
Well, first of all, it's frightening. It provides us, or it faces us, with unpredictable consequences, and I don't know what the consequences are.
Who are these people? Have you had a conversation or have met an alien?
No, I've not. I'm a researcher. I've read what other people have written. I've talked to people about it. I've written about it myself as a sort of scholar, and I teach it. I teach a course on this routinely to the continuing ed program at McGill. But no, I've not met these critters. I don't know how many different varieties there are.
Wait.
Pardon me?
Right. Did you just refer to them as critters?
I did.
Well, you can, though. You know some intimately.
Why? Are they small? Are they hamster size?
Well, some of them are smallish, 3.5 to 4 feet tall.
Ah.
Those are called the small grays. You've all heard of these. These terms, we've just had an outpouring of information about this stuff over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And so everybody, it's in the news now for everybody, but it's been in the news for people interested since 1947. And so none of this is really new. What's new is the videos that you got to see that were recorded from Navy jets. That's brand new, 2017, basically. And that's really changed the picture.
I'm wondering why they're releasing all this information now. I know we have more access to apps that will show us radar, so we can kind of see when weird things are happening. We can listen into pilots communicating with air traffic centers.
You got Google Earth.
We could see stuff.
Satellite images.
But there has to be some reason they're dumping all this information on us now.
I think, and I don't know. So first of all, this is speculation. I think it was an accident. I think when this was happening back in 04 through about 15, before the stuff was released, some of the people on board the carrier, Nimitz, where the stuff was first recorded, were actually surreptitiously downloading these radar scans from the onboard computers, putting them on USB chips and taking them home.
Oh.
I think the stuff got out. I think the stuff leaked out. I don't know that, but that's what I think.
Okay.
And then the government, it was too good and too believable to not admit that those things had happened.
Right.
Dr. Don Dondery is on. He's done some really pretty intense investigation into aliens and people who have been abducted. I want to get to that now. Have you ever spoken to someone who claimed to be abducted?
Yes, a couple of cases in Quebec.
All right, this guy went to Cornell, and when he got out and graduated, he felt compelled to look closer into experiences and mental states of those who claim to have been abducted by aliens. Dr. Don Dondery is on. You spoke to these people. Did you believe them?
Well, first of all, if you just speak to people at a casual gathering or at an outdoor party, which I've done, of people interested, you don't have the background to make a judgment on that, and I wouldn't. But the people who have done this carefully, and that includes the famous UFO researcher J. Allen Hynek, a man named John Fuller, who wrote about Barney and Betty Hill, have gone into the backgrounds of these people extremely carefully, have done very careful work using, if necessary, hypnosis where it can be done, and came up with a coherent and cohesive story that makes sense and is believable.
Is there anything in their story, though, like everybody has a common thing, like they were all like abducted, they saw a light or something like that, like one thing that everybody says in their story?
Missing time. What happens is people will be out driving, and then it'll be an hour and a half later, and they're a couple of hundred kilometers further down the road, and they don't know how they got there.
Well,
so this is a very common experience.
The Barney and Betty Hill is the most compelling story, I think, because they weren't seeking fame. They were just regular people, and they didn't know what happened, and through hypnosis they discovered that this thing may have happened.
Right, plus Barney and Betty.
She said that there were... You want to run us through this?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, for sure. In 1961, that's a long, complicated story, so you won't get it all in 5 minutes, but Barney and Betty Hill, a mixed-race couple, something unusual at the time, were on a delayed honeymoon. They went through Canada, were going to stop overnight in Montreal. They couldn't figure out where to go because they didn't understand French. They came back driving through New Hampshire, came down old Route 3, saw a UFO in front of them, and they were pulled off the road. The last thing they remembered was being near a UFO that landed. A couple of hours later, they woke up on the road again, driving south, the missing time I was talking about, and had that missing time experience, which was then elucidated and elaborated because they knew people and people knew them who had contacts with people like Dr. Benjamin Simon, the famous and successful American psychiatrist who dealt with basically war trauma during the Second World War and knew all about regressive hypnosis. Their story was thoroughly and completely developed.
But she drew out a star map, so she was talking about her time on this ship.
Like a GPS.
And
you guys are up to date. Yeah, for
well,
sure. Go ahead.
She said she was communicating with the leader.
Oh,
that's right.
And
that's right.
The leader wrote out a star, like she said, where are you guys from? And they wrote out a star map. And then she was asked to draw out that star map. She did the best job she could.
Right.
Later.
You should be teaching this course.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Later, we come to find that there is such a star pattern.
Right.
And it was from the point of view of from this planet Zeta what?
Zeta Reticuli.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh.
And so she
now?
Drew it almost perfectly.
Wow. Right.
Then there was this pregnancy test that they gave her that wasn't discovered. We hadn't discovered it yet.
Oh, then you pee into it?
When they stuck the metal rod into her stomach.
Oh, hey.
That's exactly right, and it hurt.
Yeah.
And I would think.
That's all true.
No, but it wasn't until, like, decades later we discovered that you could test for pregnancy that way.
Right.
Right,
and
Barney came back with genital warts, which he hadn't...
Well, that was another experience.
Well, yeah, that was going to Canada. That was the one place he went to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, you guys have obviously read the books and know the background, and that's a classic, well-documented and complete story. And it happened in northern New England, and so it's a local story as well.
I got to do a podcast or something with you because we don't have enough time here.
You know what's amazing? He sounds like one of those audiobooks.
He does. He speaks perfectly.
Perfectly. I know. Exactly. Right.
Well listen,
I think it's incredible that people who believe that in 1492, Columbus got on a ship and thought he might fall off the face of the earth.
He didn't?
And 500 years later, that all of the things that we've done, we have a space station, we've blasted off into space, we have satellites circling the planet,
right?
We've landed on the moon, we've had rockets leave, and Tesla has rockets that have gone up 10 times, reusable, 10 times.
Like tourists.
We have a completely autonomous space equipment that just does it, doesn't even need a person.
Cell phones.
But we can't believe that there could be someone who's done this somewhere else.
Been there, done that planet
before.
Well, guys, I think.
And come here and to check us out.
Right. Say, look what they're doing now.
I think it's changed. I think people are coming around to realizing this is true. And that's all happened, most of it, since 2017, and a lot of it since the New Yorker published a review article on May 10th when all of this stuff was described again. And I think it's recent, but we passed what the writer Malcolm Gladwell called a tipping point, where now this is part of our public discourse. Everybody knows it, and we've got to deal with the consequences.
It's
we don't know what those
time, because it's all starting to come out now.
Yep.
So I got a roll. Your books are linked up on the radio station website. They're awesome, by the way, and we'll talk to you another time. Thank you, Doc.
You're quite welcome.
All
bye.
Right.